for you, but I have faith that the grace of God is upon me. That I will, as it says, the grace of God teaches us that denying ungodly lusts, and actually it's ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. I believe that. That is what I put. I put my trust in that. I put my faith in that. That God is going to do it. As he already has, to a very large degree. But I know we must go on to perfection. Then these are quotes. The thing about denying in this present world, that's from the book of Titus, chapter 2. And we must go on. Let us go on to perfection. Philippians. Or no, actually, I think I'm thinking of Hebrews chapter 6, having left the gospel of Christ. Let's go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation. Verse 5. Well, God which tries, you know, God tries the hearts. He does. There's nothing that it can escape from him. So, all men, their hearts are being tried by God. I, the Lord, try the hearts and the reins, Jeremiah. For neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness, you know, they knew that we weren't, oh, you know, you people are so great. You people, you know, and using flattering words to persuade people, right? You folks are great. I mean, I'll tell you what, sometimes it hardly ever comes off as bad as you could make an example of a caricature. But there are, I could flatter people and say, you know, if you hear my message, if you can, you know, then you must be one of God's elect. Because you hear me. But I will direct you to the scriptures that say, make your calling an election sure. If you do these things, you will never fall. You think you have a calling of God? Good. Then see to it that you assure yourself in it. And I'll just reference back to Romans again to some degree on that. The assurance of salvation is for us. God already knows who's saved and who's not. God is witness, nor of men sought we glory. I wasn't looking for, you know, man to glorify me when I preach this gospel, Paul is saying. Not of you or others or anyone. When we could have been a burden. We are the apostles of Christ. And you know, when big people come into town, what a burden that can be on people. Someone famous is here. Oh, let's have feasts. Oh, let's do all kinds of things for them. But they came in meekness. We were gentle. I mean, affable, you know, easygoing, we would say. Mild. You know, as a nurse cherisheth her children. You know, the gentleness of the way. This is like the nursing mother, or as the wealthy people would have actual women who would nurse children, wet nurses. And, you know, they were selected for their gentleness and their motherliness and their ability to to cherish. It means to brood or foster. No. So, being affectionately desirous, we longed after you. This is the words of almost romance. You know, we were willing to impart unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls. You were really dear to us. You remember our labor and travail, laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable to any of you. What he's saying is, we actually worked. We had jobs. Now, you know, it says, you will not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn. And it says, those that work in the gospel can live of the gospel. And it's acceptable. It's even good. Because it's good for those who believe in the gospel to support those who are spreading the gospel. But, you know, Paul's saying, hey, you know, we were not burdensome. We worked. We didn't want to be a burden to anybody. You know, we wanted to just preach the gospel without feeling like we had our hand out. That goes back to that cloak of covetousness. Like they had some sort of ulterior motive. You know, like people, they selling Bible studies and so on. Get our new series on Revelation. I'll teach Revelation. That'll be coming up. And it won't cost you anything. Because all I want is to preach the gospel of God to you. And instruct those who are interested with more depth, real depth, in the Word of God. Verse 10. Ye are our witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. I like this. You know how you are our witnesses, and God also, obviously God witnesses everything, how holily, that's a funny word. I think that's the only time we ever have that word in the Bible. Holily, you know, holily, how, in what a holy manner we were. And we were just. We were fair, equitable. You know, unblameable, you know, without fault. No one could blame us for anything. We walked among you. Now, I think it's funny that he says, among you that believe. Not that they, among those who didn't believe. Well,